Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting third. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rip Russell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Steve Meaner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting third. The catcher, Harry Danning. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a line drive into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meaner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive towards the mound. Schumacher can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gleason. The throw from Danning and he is out, Gerges applying the tag. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Danning and he is safe. Cavaretta steals second. Carl Reynolds pinch runs for Phil Cavaretta. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball four. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Carl Reynolds now playing right field. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Ott moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ott moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ott scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball four. Demery moves to second. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a fly ball into center field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Danning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee moves to third. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gleason hits a line drive to center field. Seeds throws towards Whitehead. Whitehead fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Whitehead. Seeds throws the ball into Whitehead, who tags Gleason trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Lee scores. Gallen moves to third. Gleason moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett is walked intentionally. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gallen scores. Gleason scores. Hartnett moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ott fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. Two outs. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-1 in the game. Danning hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Meaner hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-2 in the game. Bartel hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack moves to third. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. Seeds hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Iazza pinch runs for Jimmy Ripple. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-2 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Larman now pitching. Steve Meaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meaner is 0-2 in the game. Meaner hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0-for-2 in the game. Danning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meaner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ott for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-for-2 in the game. Seeds strikes out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meaner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to second. Two outs. Ken O'Day pinch hits for Bill Larman. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demery scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Russell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carl Hubbell now pitching. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Russell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Danning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Danning is 0 for 3 in the game. Danning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Ott hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danning moves to second. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 3 in the game. Seeds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meaner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann pinch hits for Steve Meaner. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 4 in the game. Bartel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Billy Hermann now playing second base. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a line drive towards first. Russell reaches out to catch the ball, and throws to second to catch Demery attempting to get to second, for the double play. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy pinch hits for Carl Hubbell. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 4 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCarthy moves to second. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 4 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive towards short. Bartel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Giants, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.